You're either closing yourself on why to do something, or you're closing yourself on why not to. There's no in between, period. What's up everyone, this is Satoru Mateo, and welcome to a new episode of Half-Ass to Badass. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of your elite. My name is Satoru Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Ass to Badass podcast. A lot of our clients come to us because they're already successful and they want to accelerate the growth of their business. They want to maximize profits and maximize efficiency. They want to close better deals, right? Which is great. But sometimes they're stuck. They're overwhelmed, they're frustrated, and even worry about what to do next. So the other day, I was in a conversation with a private client who's had a lot of success in her coaching business, but she felt stuck, almost to the verge of feeling depressed. And I was going on, Satori, because she didn't know the next step in her business. Every time she would sit down and do some work, she would start shuffling papers, look at some YouTube video, read an article, pace back and forth from her desk to her kitchen, grab a glass of water, have something to snack on. Oh, but I gotta check my Instagram. Oh, I wonder if so-and-so emailed me. She's like, I'm stuck. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm frustrated. I feel like I have no clarity on the next step in my business. So I ask her, what's most important in order to build and grow a successful business? She's like, well, I need clients. Okay. What's the one thing you can do to get clients? I don't know. I need to make offers and close deals. I need to have conversations with potential clients that I can help. That's right. And what's one thing you can do to make offers and close new business? I don't know. I need to let people know I'm available for conversations, I guess. Okay, you're such a genius, right? I started laughing. Let me ask you, if we look at this week, and it was a Wednesday where I had a conversation, and last week we combined them, right? So you had a week and a half. How much time have been dedicated to exactly that activity? To make offers, to talk to people you can help, sharing your message and letting people know you're available? Be honest. She's like, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes, 15. Have you blocked specific time just for client acquisition, just to get new clients, to build relationships? No. Okay. So the one thing most relevant to the growth and success of your business, the lifeblood of your business, doesn't even have a dedicated day or time on your calendar. Is that right? Yeah, I feel so stupid. Well, that's not making it better, right? If that was the solution, I would say keep going, right? Keep feeling stupid. But feeling stupid is not the solution, right? Yeah, you're right. I just feel like, I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. I know. Which is why we need to understand what is really going on. You see, most people don't understand consequential thinking. They don't understand the ripple effect of their thoughts, of their choices, of their decisions, their behaviors. They just go on autopilot. Most people don't stop long enough to be present and make that evaluation. Apart from all the obvious distractions, the friction and the demands around you, what are you giving focus and attention to? Well, I help my existing clients. I talk to them on the phone. I write Instagram posts. I do Facebook stories, right? All kind of good stuff. Now, while all these activities have their place, what wasn't getting the focus and attention was revenue-producing, income-producing activities. It didn't even have a place on our calendar. When we started to look at what was really going on, it was very clear that she felt uncomfortable talking to new potential clients. She didn't like selling for several reasons. She didn't always know what to say. She was worried that they wouldn't like what she had to offer. She didn't like the potential risk of rejection. She didn't want to feel pushy. She didn't want to be like a salesperson. She didn't want to feel like it's, you know, salesy or sleazy, right? Do you think they might have had an impact on her daily activities? Do you? Of course. It was a massive impact, right? And I get it. These are common worries that a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of coaches, a lot of consultants, a lot of professionals, they do have that, right? So I helped her turn that around. We have shift that thinking, and we created a dedicated section of her day to let people know she was available for business, right? How else would she make money? If nobody knows that you are in business, that you're available for business, how do they know to actually ask you for help? They don't, right? Now, what is critical to understand here is that it's not about time management. This is not about just putting it in your calendar. Anybody can do that and still not follow it. Is it making sense, right? This is about clarity and precision, right? We can't grow without it, which is why I developed precision-based growth. Make sense? Understanding how you think, how you feel, and the consequences of your automatic behaviors is absolutely a necessity, or you'll be lost in the lies about external obstacles, right? Now, can we bump into external problems? Of course. But if we don't examine the internal obstacles, we're stuck. We're stuck for sure, right? If we don't have clarity on how we influence ourselves, how we're closing ourselves to either take an action or not, we'll just be stuck in self-defeating loops. Are you following this? Listen, this is not time management. This is mind management, right? How do you take command of the most powerful thing that controls all of it? And that's what I help people do, right? If you're not making the money you want, enjoying the business growth you want, it's not because there's a lack of clients needing your help. It's not because there's a lack of money in the world. It's not because of some course you didn't take. It's not because of the Facebook Live that went wrong. You're just not pulling the right levers in your mind to close yourself on the right activities. Are you following this? I was talking to a friend the other day, and we're talking about my Half-Assed Badass podcast, right? What we're listening to right now. I obviously want to give you and the rest of the Badass Nation the best, right? I want to give you a lot of value, things you can immediately apply in your life and in your business to grow and to be successful. I want each episode to deliver a lot more value than what most people will actually charge money for. Does that make sense? So I ask her, I wonder if our community really understands the problem that I solve. Meaning, why would someone hire me? Because here's the thing, right? Do I want to inspire you? Yes. Do I want to get you the tools and strategies to maximize the key levers in your business? Yes, of course. Do I want to help cut the ties of mediocrity? Yes. But I don't want you to go, oh, Satori, that was inspiring. Oh man, I got some great insights. No. I want you to take total command and I want you to dominate what goes on in your head. Is it making sense? And I can only do so much talking to you in this forum right now, right? And by the way, if you feel like you want some hands-on help and you believe I can help you, I do keep a few open spots available. And if this is something you want, you know, you can go to talktosatori.com, right? Talktosatori.com. And again, this is not just to have a quick chat, right? This is if you're serious about making a real shift in your life, a real shift in your business. Just want to make sure I'm clear about that, right? Anyway, just to know, it's available to you, okay? If you don't have what you want, if you don't have the business you want, the income you want, the marriage you want, the body you want, the life you want, you have closed, influenced, another word for saying that, you've closed yourself on the wrong things, okay? You have said no to things that needed to be a yes. And you have said yes to things that needed to be a no. Now, what do I mean by this? What do I mean? Well, you said no to the meeting because you were too tired, right? You didn't sleep enough, right? Too busy, distracted with non-essential things, or you were not prepared and you lost a big client. Maybe you said yes to drinking all night and you woke up the next day with a massive hangover and said no to a cool hike with your friends. You said no to working out. You said no to having fun with your family, right? You said yes to the wrong client because you were desperate for money. And with that yes, you also said no to building the right clientele. You said no to working with people who are the right client for you. That making sense? Maybe you said no to your spouse who wanted to have a special and beautiful evening with you. But you said yes to scrolling on your phone. You said yes to watching television. You said yes to overeating and getting too tired so you fell asleep on the couch before the kids. Are you following this? Listen, pay attention to what you're closing yourself on, right? What you're influencing yourself on, because your future is really predictable if you notice what you say yes and no to. I'm going to give you something you can start doing right now so you can get a deeper experience of what we're talking about today. Sound good? So, number one, write down an area where you're making progress toward a result you're after. For example, maybe you want to have more energy and you want to be healthier. Or maybe you want to get your business message out to the world. And so, every day you say yes to getting to bed early. You get up early, you drink water consistently, you take a walk every morning, you take daily intermittent breaks where you stretch and you breathe, and you can see that by saying yes to these activities, you feel healthier, you feel full of energy, right? You feel more alive. If it's your business message, right? Let's say you're writing a social media post every day. You make a live presentation on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube every day. You're reaching out and booking yourself on other business podcasts once a week, right? And as you're saying yes to these, notice your progress and notice your business growth, right? This is guaranteed. It's predictable. Make sense? Number two, on the other hand, notice an area where you want to make progress and grow, but you're not. What are you saying yes and what are you saying no to there? Remember, you're always closing yourself on one or the other. There's no between, either one or the other, right? Why to do something or why not to, right? That's what you're closing yourself on. Why to do something or why not to. So let's go with the examples that I said earlier, right? If you say yes to staying up late, watching Netflix till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, what are you saying no to, right? When you say no to water, no to walks, no to breathing or stretching breaks, you're also saying yes to low energy, stiffness, feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, stressed, right? Let's look at your business. When you say no to social media posts, you say no to going live, being a guest on other podcasts, or networking, you're also saying yes to being an unknown, right? You're saying yes to being broke. You're saying yes to struggle. Are you following this? Are you with me? Is this making sense to you? You can see this playing out in your life, can't you? I mean, it's pretty obvious. It is predictable, right? Success and failure is predictable, right? Think about that. It's either taking you closer or further away from your dreams, closer or further from the income you want, closer or further away from the business you want to build, closer or further away from the life you want, the marriage you want. Understand this. The life you want, the business you want, the marriage you want is fueled by the yeses and nos you choose. Remember, my friend, you're only one close away. Boom! How'd you like that? If you want to grow and scale your business, you're probably studying a lot, and that's great. You're probably studying all the different strategies out there, right? That's also great. But the hardest part is figuring out how to remove overwhelm and friction and get done what matters without burning yourself out and without killing yourself in the process. Is that making sense? That's what I struggled with for a while until I learned the secrets of precision-based growth. So if you're wondering how precision-based growth can work in your business or life, I created a special opportunity for you to get on a call with me to get on a track with the right focus and, more important, how to maximize growth, maximize efficiency, and simplify. You're not alone. Want to talk? Spots are extremely limited, so if you're serious and you want me to personally answer your direct questions, You can apply for your spot by going to talktosatori.com. Again, that's talktosatori.com.